Well, good morning, everybody. Before anything else, just want to invite us all, especially during the consecration of the blood of Christ and the elevation of the blood of Christ, to pray in a special way for the folks in Minnesota at that church, the Annunciation, and the school there. The second reading, Hebrews, talks so beautifully about the blood of Christ, and in my masses, I've just been praying that the blood of Christ will cover all of the families and faculty and staff and the priest and especially the children. I know as a parish that has a school, we probably felt that news in a very particular way. And so we just pray the blood of Jesus to cover our, not just that parish, but our whole land. Our readings today are inviting us to humility. Did you catch that first reading? The first line of the first reading. It says, conduct your affairs with humility, and you will be loved more than a giver of gifts. If you live a humble life, you'll be loved more than Santa Claus. That's like amazing. Like, if we think about it, like if we live a humble life, we will be deeply, deeply loved. And then Jesus, of course, he says right here so beautifully in the gospel, he says, take the lowest place. And he says, whoever exalts himself will be humbled, but the one who humbles himself will be exalted by the Most High. You know, I went to New York last week, and I wanted to reflect on two holy folks that I encountered there who both lived in the late 1800s and have New York connections. The first one got me thinking about the importance of humble living. His name is John Curry. John Curry, you may not know that name, and that's not a surprise because hardly anybody does. John Curry was the youngest of the 15 visionaries at the apparition of Our Lady of Knock. You've heard of Lourdes and Fatima, Guadalupe, all these places where Mother Mary has shown up. Well, she showed up in Ireland in a town called Knock. And she showed up to 15 individuals, most of whom were adults, but the youngest one was only 5 years old. His name is John Curry. Now, John Curry, by the way, the apparition, we acted it out at school mass a few weeks ago on the anniversary of the apparition, which is August 21st. It happened in 1879. The apparition took 2 hours. It was raining the whole time. And out of nowhere appeared an altar with a lamb on it. That's Jesus. And then next to the altar, St. Joseph, St. John, and the Blessed Virgin Mary. And this happened, and the apparition lasted 2 hours. It's a unique apparition of Mary because it's the only one where Mary didn't say a word. And the joke is that Mary didn't say anything because she knew that the Irish people would argue back to her, talk back to her. But anyways, this apparition, a very beautiful apparition. This John Curry was 5 years old when it happened. Now, he could have kind of sort of cashed in on it, you know? He could have had a life of notoriety. He could have had a life of prestige. He could have had a life of privilege. He could have cashed in on this encounter. Instead, what did he do? He emigrated to New York when he was a young man, just as many people in Ireland did. And nobody in New York that he encountered knew that he was a visionary of Our Lady of Knock. This huge, huge, worldwide known apparition. He was one of the 15 chosen ones. And he kept it quiet. He lived a quiet, unassuming, humble, hardworking life. In New York, he laid railway tracks. And he was deeply devoted at his parish. He was a daily mass goer. He served in very quiet roles in his parish. And nobody knew that he was one of those special people. He lived a poor life. And he died a very poor death. As a matter of fact, he was buried in a grave, in a pauper's grave. It didn't even have his name on it. He was buried with a... Well, the reason that he was discovered was because Cardinal Dolan, who's the Bishop of New York City, he was on a pilgrimage to Knock, in 2017. And the tour guide was saying that the youngest visionary is buried in Lower Manhattan someplace. And Cardinal Dolan set about to find out where exactly he was buried, found out where he was, had his body exhumed, and gave him a proper burial. So I got to visit that grave. It was so beautiful because, and the miracle of it was, well, there were so many miracles. God, miracles everywhere. But anyway, like I was talking to the person next to me on the bus. All of us vocation directors from across the country were there. And I was talking to the person next to me about Knock. And then we didn't even know we were going to get to visit this grave. It was just a miracle. But he lived such a quiet, humble life. But God exalted him. Heaven saw him. And praise the Lord. The other one that I encountered also lived in the late 1800s. Blessed Michael McGivney. He's right here. I have a relic of him, and you can venerate it after Mass. The Knights of Columbus at this Mass, by the way, he's the founder of the Knights of Columbus. The Knights of Columbus here are doing our readings and doing all the Mass ushering and all these things today, cantor. And after Mass, there's going to be a video about the life and legacy of Blessed Michael McGivney. Refreshments will be there, right over there in the gym. Everybody's welcome. He lived a very, very beautiful, humble life too. He became a priest in 1877, and he was in Connecticut, but his New York connection is that he went to seminary in New York. But anyways, Blessed Michael McGivney was a young, energetic priest, very humble fellow, and he saw that there were so many orphans and so many widows in front of him. Did you catch our psalm today? It was all about orphans and widows. And he made a humble little effort. He made a humble effort to take care of these individuals that he saw suffering in his church and around his church. And he gathered a group of men that we now call the Knights of Columbus to help take care of all these individuals who lost their fathers and their husbands at war. And what began as a very, very humble effort, he didn't set out to create a worldwide organization to make his name well known. He didn't do any. He was simply in love, saw needs in front of him, and with humility said, I'm going to do something about it. I'm going to make a little humble effort. I'm going to call together a group of men in this parish, and we're going to start something. And we're going to take care of these folks. Well, that has grown and blossomed into the Knights of Columbus. What am I saying? Humble efforts made in love. God multiplies. God multiplies our humble little efforts. It might be a little letter or a little text or a little word of love or support or encouragement. It might be a holy hour. It may be a shift at the Knights of Columbus or the St. Vincent Paul said. God takes our little things that we do in love and he multiplies them to the infinite. This is God. Humble living like John Curry, humble efforts like Blessed Michael McGivney. We better model our lives just after them. Because here's the thing. When we take the lowest place like Jesus tells us to, like these two guys show us how, God draws close to us there. Why? Because that's where God lives. God lives at the lowest place. We think he lives up there. God, Jesus, when he came to this world, he came naked, hungry, thirsty, homeless, an immigrant, in total need. And he came to the lowest place. And he died at the lowest place, on the cross, having been stripped, having been spat out and rejected, thirsting on the cross. And in a moment, at this altar, and at altars like it around this whole bloody world, the God of the universe will take a humble life in a tiny piece of bread. Unbelievable. But it's believable because it's the best thing ever. This is our God. And he invites us to live with him a humble life. A life the world tells us, you know, chase after attention, get recognition, and seek the highest place. Knock anybody out of the way who's in your way. Jesus says, no, no, no. Take the lowest place. Do the smallest things. I will multiply it all to the infinite. And when we take this piece of bread here, which is actually the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ, he wishes to live his humble life within you and me. a life set not on the rewards of this world, but the ultimate reward of heaven. May it be so. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit.